More than 30 IT suppliers gathered at this year's construction computing event at London's Emirates Stadium to promote a wide range of products, and there to help members of the construction industry to make sense of all the mobile IT solutions on offer was the Construction Opportunities for Mobile IT organisation, known as CMIT. I asked Strategic Alliance Manager and former Chairman Neil Pawsey about CMIT's history and role in the construction industry.
CMIT is an organisation that was formed out of the Egan Report in 1998, which was a generic report really designed to give construction a wake-up call, to say, look, other industries are using IT in a far more progressive way than construction, and they're using it to derive performance benefit, which construction could do. So what happened was the government took the report and broke that down into a number of projects. And one of the areas of Egan was looking at the area of IT technology and specifically mobile technology. So the government invited bids from competing organisations and consortiums to run a two-year project. And that's where CMIT was born. And it was a consortium of Arup and Loughborough University and BizRia. So in the first 2 years, we were under a very tight regime, and it was there to demonstrate the clear and tangible benefits of using mobile IT. And in practical terms, that meant bringing together a community of construction and technology stakeholders, partnered with academia and dissemination groups to run demonstration projects. Now, the way that kind of worked and the way I've described it loosely is a sort of a dating agency. So a construction company may bring to the community a process issue, a problem that is affecting their business, or it may be a generic problem that's affecting the industry. And then the other side of the table, you've got technology companies who have traditionally found it very, very difficult to penetrate the construction market. And there are some good cultural reasons why that is. We're risk averse, we have very low profit margins, we're adversarial, and dare I say, a little bit old fashioned. So there's a problem with risk, there's a problem with trust, and what CMIT exists and existed to do then was to share that risk and to demonstrate to people that, and companies and the industry, that there is a place for this technology, and here we've tried it. You don't have to try it if you don't want to, but there are companies who will. And we'll validate that independently. And that's where academia comes in. So the academics will produce the reports independently, and then we use our dissemination partners to spread the gospel. So there were a number of challenges for us, and in those first 2 years, the DTI clearly defined what those were, and they were things like PDA inspection systems, and there was a lot of concentration on what I would call traditional mobile thinking. What happened after 2 years was we did our work, we produced the report, we signed it all off, sent it back to the government and said, we've done what you asked. And the government said, thank you very much, you've been very successful. And we were going to wind the organisation up. But what actually happened was very interesting. All our partners said, you can't stop what you're doing now. We've done some good work, we want to do more. And so we took steps to move from DTI ownership to industry ownership.
Once established as an independent industry organisation, CMIT's portfolio of projects broadened out to include things like radio frequency identification technology, or RFID. I asked Neil about this and other projects the organisation has undertaken.
We're partnering with CICA, Construction Industry Computer Association, and the RFID Centre in Bracknell to try and identify some areas where RFID is being used or where it might be beneficial, and they will become hopefully case studies. Another area where I have a particular interest as an IT manager is rapid site setup, and that means the rapid deployment of data solutions to construction sites. Because yes, we talk a lot about mobile IT, but if we don't get these enabling technologies right, the actual data comes out to the site in good time, we're not going to derive the best benefit. So there's been a kind of a shift of focus for us. And one of the projects I was involved in was a project called Intelligent Mobile Office. One of the strengths of CMIT is that you have a community of people that engage in dialogue. And in engaging in dialogue, they engage in a better understanding of each other. So part of the IMO solution was a supplier coming to commit with an idea, saying, look, I've got this office in a box. We think it might be able to solve this problem. And the construction company was able to look at it and say, well, there's promise there, but it needs refinement. So working together on this demonstration project, the supplier had to sort of trust, you know, that this process was going to lead to a commercially viable solution. And that's actually what has happened over, say, a year's worth of development. So from a very embryonic product, we've now got a commercially viable product that's won awards. I think that's testament to the time that they took investing in understanding the industry. And we have a saying which we've used, which is what we call dirty boots, not shiny shoes. And it's getting your boots dirty. If you're a supplier and you turn up on site in your nice shiny suit, well, what's that person going to think about you? Well, they're going to think, he knows nothing about my industry. So it's a metaphor for gaining a better understanding not of the industry but of the specific problem, and then tailoring the technology to fit. And that's where Intelligent Mobile Office addressed this problem of having 4 to 6 weeks to get a PSTN line to a greenfield site, and then another 5 days to get ADSL onto that site. And for a 4 to 6 month contract, you could be halfway through the project without any comms, and that's just not acceptable. So the IMO was developed to address that and did so successfully. But what was more interesting was that in the course of dialogue, and the great thing about committees is that IT managers were talking and they were saying, well, I have this problem getting comms to site. And somebody else said, well, I have the same problem. And it's great, you know, it's a release. You say, well, I'm not the only one with this problem. It is an industry-wide problem. So we took this on to BT because we thought BT were perceived to be the problem. So we needed to engage with them, and we encouraged them into membership, into commit. And to be fair to BT, they have taken this problem and addressed it very seriously. And again, this is another case of the construction industry trying to understand why within commit these problems occur. It's no use berating BT. You have to understand why they have these problems. And now we've broadened this whole project out into when it was initially called Rapid Site Setup. It's now called SARP, which stands for Specific, Accurate and Rapid Provisioning of Data Services. And we've made it far more agnostic. So we've got not only BT, but we've got satellite providers, we've got voice and data application suppliers, we've got people like IMO producers, and we've got people who have got clever ideas about dropping onto site an environmentally sound cabin, if you like, called Project Greenbox, and it has all the comms that you need. And this is great from my point of view, because 2 years ago as an IT manager, I had no understanding of the technology that was out there, and therefore no real way of knowing how to cost a job, how to provision it with those rapidly deployed services. But now, through the work that Commit have done, I have a portfolio of products, and that's ultimately what we hope to develop with SARP, is a yellow pages of technological solutions that I can dip into as a manager and say, given this scenario, given this site location, that I can use IMO, for instance, or I can use Project Greenbox, or I can use a BT offering. And that really helps in any number of ways. So that's an example, if you like, of how we've branched away from the traditional mobile technology space. But we've also kept our eye on, you know, the traditional mobile technology applications and process issues. Another area that I found particularly interesting is what I call the sort of more cultural and human aspects or change management of implementing IT projects. In my experience, 20% of the difficulty is technology, 80% is culture. So what we've done is partnered with an organisation in the United States called Fiatech, who are an organisation that look at automation in the capital projects industry, because they were very interested in a project they called the Knowledge Enabled Workforce, and this encompassed all these cultural issues. So we said, look, We'll look at all the projects we've done, all the case studies we've done. We'll look at some of the work that you've done and others, but with a different focus.
The result was a report that involved psychologists and ergonomic experts who looked at the cultural issues within the industry to guide construction companies on how to get the most out of implementing mobile IT. And although that is the focus of the organisation, it forms part of a much broader collaboration to promote IT in construction, as Neil explains.
In a wider sense, there are a number of organisations like Commit. There's the ITCF, Constructing Excellence, Construct IT, SEECA, NCCTP, who all roughly were born from the same embryo of EGAN and the government. And all kind of stand for the same thing, and that's driving innovation through the use of IT in the industry. It just so happens that Commit has a niche. What we're working on now is a partnership through what we call the UCI, Uniting Construction Initiative. And that's to bring together all these organisations to try and avoid some of the overlap that we have, to try and collaborate and work more closely together. Because I think industry has criticised us before that they don't know who to talk to, they don't know who to engage with. And if we have this one umbrella organisation that doesn't affect our autonomy, but provides a more cohesive entity for government and the industry to engage with, then that's got to be a good thing. And in the last year, we've worked towards putting together a common website, running common events, badging projects under a UCI initiative. So it's a case of stay tuned with that one. We hope to see some development certainly over the next year. And I think the time is right. There is evidence that the industry is moved on and is more ready to accept these new ideas and these new technologies.
For contact information and other details on Commit, you can visit the website at www.commitproject.org.uk.